Your story is your strength and your power. Each of us carries a story that is uniquely our own, a tapestry woven from moments of misery and contentment, grief and joy, pain and comfort, failure and success, rigidity and resilience, deterioration and transformation. It may be messy, unpolished, or even scarred by loss or trauma, but it is ours. And therein lies the power, not in perfection, but in truth. Our stories are not burdens to hide, but bridges to healing, meaning, and connection. When we dare to own and share them, we step into our strength. For many of us, there is a temptation to silence parts of our journey, especially those shaped by suffering, grief, and shame. Society often rewards endurance and tenacity. It celebrates sanitized narratives of success and happiness. But authentic strength is not found in hiding our wounds, it is found in honoring them. The act of telling our story, especially the hardest chapters, becomes an act of reclaiming our power. It affirms, I live this, I survive this, I grew through this, and it won't kill me if I let it heal me. Viktor Frankl, a Holocaust survivor and psychiatrist, taught in his book, Man's Search for Meaning, that meaning can be found even in the most unimaginable suffering. I mentioned him because in moments when I thought that I was dying, his story gave me the courage to pursue the meaning in my own drama. His story, one of enduring loss and horror, became a source of strength not only for himself, but for millions who found light through his words. Like Frankl, when we embrace our narratives, we transform them from sources of pain into instruments of healing. Our stories teach us who we are and what matters most.